Dr. Mark Schneep directs the California Economic Forecast in Santa Barbara. The company prepares forecasts and economic commentary on the regional economies of California. He also prepares economic analysis and county-level forecasts for Caltrans and other organizations. He speaks locally to the Santa Barbara MLS, among other organizations. Back in November 15th, 1998, he came into the studio. He was my first guest, and I'm planning on him being my last guest as well, if I can plan it. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Mark Schneep.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Good to be here. That first appearance was another lifetime ago.
It is. I had hair back then. You still have hair. I don't know if you use minoxidil or had a hair transplant, but I'm looking for a good hair transplant doctor, if you can recommend one.
Don't know anything about that.
Okay. So you come out with your monthly newsletter, which prompted me to contact you so we could do this interview. CaliforniaForecast.com is the website. Anyone could visit that and ask to be included on the mailing list for the monthly newsletter. We'll touch on some of the things you covered. First, I receive a weekly update from a local lender on interest rates and 30-year fixed, 6.75%, the year high, 6.85%. And in looking at all the categories, we're approaching the 52-week high. I heard someone talking about interest rates, and they were talking about this 6% range as if it was astronomically high, and compared to 3.5%, it is, but historically it's not high. So what do you see on interest rates, where they're going and what the impact has been?
Well, the interest rates environment that we're in now is the result of the inflationary environment that we're in now. And the inflationary environment that we're in now has been the product of the war that has been ongoing since late February, early March. So these things are all inextricably linked. So as soon as we resolve the war in Iran, and hopefully the war also in Ukraine, but that's of a lesser extent at this point in time. I don't know if we're going to see any remedy with interest rates. But again, assuming that there is a resolution of the U.S.-Israeli-Iran war, then I look for interest rates to start falling quickly into the fourth quarter of this year. So we'll get some relief at that point. If not, then we're probably going to be in the 6.5 to 6.8% range on long-term mortgage rates.
Now, of course, this war can't last forever, hopefully not. And I agree. That's what I'm hearing from all the political pundits, that, you know, it will come down, that people are, they go back and forth as to whether or not how quickly gas prices will drop. They seem to be very sensitive to any news on the Strait of Hormuz. And so it'll be interesting to track that. Santa Barbara is so unique. You know, the sales year to date, 18.16 sales per week through August 7th, 2026. And that's about one sale per week higher than last year. So here we got so many cash deals. I don't know how it's impacting housing in the rest of California and the rest of the country in terms of those interest rates. Do you take a look at that?
The market this year hasn't had much change. Prices are drifting slightly lower, but not appreciably. So it just depends on the supply component. So there's really been no meaningful change in the overall existing real estate market in California this year.
Overall in California. Now, right. I remember the last time or two times ago that you were on, my guest, California Economic Forecast Director, Mark Schneep. The website is CaliforniaForecast.com, CaliforniaForecast.com. You said something very astute, and I continually reference it and credit you. You spoke about how the years 2022 2023 and 2024 were kind of level, not jumps up or down. The median price was ending up for the year at 2.2 million, 2 million, 225, that kind of range. 2025 had that big bump. We talked about that last time as well. A lot of sales in Montecito and Hope Ranch. And, but this year to date, even taking out Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median prices has dropped a little bit, but like you say, not appreciably. And we just still get people coming to Santa Barbara. I keep waiting for people to run out of money. Where do all these people keep coming from, these cash buyers?
Well, they're coming from everywhere, for that matter. They can. I mean, just look at the financial markets. The market indices are at all-time record highs right now, and you've had what, 75 record highs in the last 18 months in the stock market. So there's been a lot of 401k and just IRA wealth that has been created significantly, and that's where a lot of it is. Couple that, of course, which we all know, with the fact that you have a limited supply here, and it's a very desirable place, and you're going to find people be demanding Santa Barbara property no matter what for years on end.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The inventory for the 32nd week of the year, the week ending August 7th, 2026, the number of single family homes on the market not in escrow is 224. And last year it was 277 at this time. And the year before that it was 243. And the year before that it was 151. And before that, 174, 127. So we're going back, you got to go back to 2019 to get 400 homes on the market. So this 224, man, it's low. And interestingly, year to date, we're still at 16 days on market, which is the same as last year. I think the year before that, it was 12 days on market. And before that, it was 10 days on market. So the market is still strong. But as you said, median prices have, they haven't continued to jump up like they have in the past, right?
No, and in fact, adjusted for inflation, in California, median prices have probably actually fallen a little bit over the last 3 or 4 years. They've stayed roughly the same in Santa Barbara, probably also adjusted for inflation. They're down probably slightly. And with the increased inventory, at least in the last couple of years versus the previous period, that has kept demand at a relatively same level because at least there's some choice to choose from. But overall, I mean, you're splitting hairs if you're really trying to look for differences in the market this year versus the last 3 or 4 years. This is basically just the same.
Right. It was a slight exception last year with all those high-end sales kind of pushed the median price up a little higher, but that's what I see as well. Mark Schneep, California Forecast, Economic Forecast Director, California Economic Forecast. That's a tongue twister. The website californiaforecast.com. Now, I started tracking the median price of what's pending at the end of each week. And about a month ago, I decided with all the high median price of what's pending, I thought the year-to-date median price sales, that's 2.2 million, 2.2 million, 230, but it's been 2.2 million. I thought that by the end of the year, the median price of sales will go up. And I've never pretended to be an economist or a forecast guy. And I'm regretting having said that because I see the pending median price. Like last week, it was 2,750,000, and this week it's 2,600,000. So I thought, oh, we'd have a lot of sales this week, high median price. Well, we didn't, and the median price is still at 2.2 million. So I think my forecast is flawed. Do you agree?
It depends. Do all those pending sales really manifest into closed escrows, or do we get a number of them falling out due to, complications?
Good point. And then how many of them sell at asking price or above asking price or
That's
below?
right.
Yeah.
When the sale goes into the pending queue, are you getting the actual offered price that has been accepted?
Now, generally, when I take a look at all these stats, the ratio between the list price and the selling price is very high. I mean, it's like 96 or 98%. Now, there's going to be exceptions. So that's why I was thinking, well, they are going to sell close to that asking price or the pending price. But generally, the second 6 months of the year, things do, the median price tends to,
Fade.
since last year, it certainly, last year was the first 6 months at 2,650,000 was crazy. It dropped to 2,285,000. The first 6 months of 2026, 2,212,000. And year to date, we're at 2.2 million. So I'm not going up. So, I mean, you never, as a forecaster, I mean, you never forecast specific prices, right?
We forecast home prices in general, but normally, for larger areas where we have a statistical sample that's going to give us statistical validity, Santa Barbara is just a little bit too small. I still try to forecast Santa Barbara whenever I can, but in general, prices here move pretty much in lockstep with the rest of California. So
Okay.
it's not that difficult when you look at a bigger market that this is hooked to.
Okay. Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Director at californiaforecast.com. He's got a monthly newsletter. You can go to californiaforecast.com. You can get on that. Speaking of housing, we've had a lot of deportations the last couple of years. What impact do you see on housing from the deportations?
Well, nationwide, deportations are freeing up much of the rental stock, since that's what many of these migrants, of course, have utilized for housing over the last several years. It's been said recently that we now have either deported voluntarily or involuntarily up to 4 million of the illegal migrants that have come in since 2021. So that really does help to put a dent on demand for rentals. And we're not seeing much appreciation in rental prices throughout California, even in Santa Barbara, and throughout the country. Rents tend to be relatively stable, or they're moving up maybe 1 to 2% on an annual basis. So it has freed up the demand a little bit. So it's easier to find a rental these days. Vacancy rates have risen in California, not appreciably, but in some markets.
Do you have, what about Santa Barbara? Is that something you look at?
Yes, we monitor Santa Barbara quarterly, and we obtain the CoStar data on multifamily product and what the vacancy rates are for the South Coast. Vacancies are still under 3%, but they were in the low twos a year or two ago, and now they're moving up into the higher twos. Still tight by anyone's measure, but not tightening further. So we are seeing a loosening occur, and we're not seeing much appreciation at all in rental prices.
And what impact do you think? There's a lot of building going on, particularly near the Turnpike and Hollister area, where there are four parcels that basically they're all next to each other, and there's just going to be thousands of new units, these apartment rental units. Is that going to move the needle?
Well, are you sure there's going to be 1,000?
You
That's
know
the
what?
question.
I don't have it in front of me. I know they started building. It's going up like wildfire. They're just building these units and they're so close to the street, they're going to be packed in. And sadly, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think the numbers are going to be like 2,000 units on these four parcels, all banking, flagging South San Marcos Road near the elementary school and behind the Turnpike Shopping Center, San Marcos
Yes.
Growers.
Yes. That has been slated. That's been a project that's been ongoing for a long time in planning. And yes, it's now starting to break ground. We could get up to 2,000 units. I think that was the overall plan originally. I don't know if that got revised downward or whatever the case, but that'll probably take It could take up to 10 years in order for that to occur. So we are seeing more apartments, but I don't think you're going to see more than like 200 units in that area per year go up. So
Well,
that's still not much, but it will help alleviate some of the department distress that's characterized, of course, Goleta, Santa Barbara for decades.
that's interesting. That's interesting take on the longevity. I know the parcel west of South San Marcos Road, the San Marcos Growers. That's not the huge one. That's east of South San Marcos Road. They broke ground and they're going up like wildfire. I've never seen anything, construction is just moving crazy. They're framed in plywood. So, but you're right. I have no idea what's going to happen with the other adjoining parcels. My guest, Dr. Mark Schneep, he directs the California Economic Forecast in Santa Barbara, CaliforniaForecast.com, CaliforniaForecast.com. You know what? Let's take a commercial break and I want to come back and ask you a couple of questions about California and the retirement of baby boomers. That was in your newsletter this month, and I take that to heart since I'm about in the middle of the baby boomers. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.